March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Well, whoever said that sure wasn't building a direct selling business. March is no time to be sheepish. To take advantage of its opportunities and move ahead faster than ever before, you need to keep your balance. Champions find balance in their hours of operation, their private time for personal development, and in their crucial conversations with prospects. That's how they reach the top of the pay plan. And that's why this month's Zamplant will focus on balance and its power to move you forward faster than ever before. So if you're ready and willing to play full out, let's find the balancing power of March. First, let's consider March in terms of its importance to your first quarter success. If you've been with us since January, you know I recommend working in 90-day periods. Now's the time to review how your consistent activity in January and February has resulted in new sales, sponsoring, and volume, which in turn are setting you up perfectly for a strong month of March. If you've joined us more recently, this is still a perfect time to look at your year-to-date activity. Because March 31st is an important milestone. As you review your gauges from March, gauges like sponsoring, paydays title, generational growth, organizational volume and income, you get a snapshot of just how effectively you came out of the holidays and drove yourself and your team into action. You can evaluate whether you and your team are moving in the direction of those goals and resolutions you set on January 1st. In essence, the results of your first quarter set a tone. They set a precedent for activity and results that become the foundation of your business for the entire year. Here's an analogy to consider. Think about the results when you effectively front-load the first 2 weeks of the month. That activity can set you up for a record month. When you effectively front-load your first quarter by developing new growth, volume, and momentum, that activity can set you up for a record year. Now, here's the second reason March is pivotal. With 31 days, it's one of the 7 long months of the year. And as with any month, you want to leverage every single day. But that can be a challenge in March. Get out your calendar now and take a look. If you're like most of us, you'll see spring break in there somewhere. That's why I encourage you to work consistently starting on March 1st so you can more efficiently work around any distractions of spring break and still have the momentum, activity, sales, and sponsoring to meet and exceed your goals for the month. So I want you to realize when you casually lean into March, you can easily get distracted with spring break. If you wait until after spring break to take consistent action, you've lost the first 2 weeks of the month, and obviously, this can greatly decrease your odds for creating not only a successful month, but a successful close to the first quarter. Finally, here's the third reason March is pivotal. It's the start of what's historically a strong 3-month season with the potential for solid growth. March, April, May can be a cycle that transforms the momentum in your business. Well, it doesn't match up with a quarter, but it is definitely a season where you can create robust and duplicating growth heading into the summer season. To leverage this cycle, along with consistent activity, stay focused on delivering a balanced message that shares your passion for both your products and your business. I recommend the strategy of leading with the business and then following through with the products. Let's think about this. When you lead with the business, if your prospect doesn't have an interest in the business today, you can easily segue to asking them for referrals and to consider enjoying the benefits of your products. This is a comfortable segue that makes sense. If, on the other hand, you lead with the products and your prospect has no interest in your products at this time, it's rather challenging to make that segue to your business. Now is the perfect time to master your ability to deliver a balanced message. I don't want you to miss out on the opportunity to maximize the growth of your business and ultimately your payout. With that in mind, let's see where you are in terms of evolving from what I call phase one, the sales phase, into phase two, the team phase. In the sales phase, you are primarily focused on sales. This is when you become very skilled at talking about and selling your products. Newer consultants generally feel more comfortable in this phase because what inspired them to join in the first place was typically having a positive personal experience with the products. It's very easy talking about your products, and a steady sales volume is great. Yet here is where I recommend some awareness. A sole focus on selling can limit the amount of income you can earn. In most cases, you couldn't possibly sell enough products to leverage the full potential of your pay plan. Only sponsoring and team building allows you to do that. In the team phase, you become as proficient at talking about your business as you are at talking about your products. You learn to lead with the business and follow through with the products. You begin to consistently and enthusiastically talk to people about how your business is expanding and how you're looking for the right people to join your team. You consistently sponsor new consultants and help them build their teams. If your goal is to reach the top of your pay plan, phase two is where you want to be, so you can enjoy the financial and emotional rewards that come from balancing strong product sales with consistent sponsoring. If you find that you're creating only product sales, that's probably what you're asking for. When you begin asking for business partners with the same level of enthusiasm as you ask for customers, the sponsoring will start to happen. Choose to deliver a balanced message that includes both sponsoring and product sales, and then teach your team to do the same. This is the path that ultimately leads to success. And when you put this into practice in March, you'll be on the path to successfully close out your first quarter and set the tone for the year. Let March come in like a lion. Did you know that it's actually the lioness who does all the hunting for the pride? If we were to transpose lion life to our profession, I'd say that it's the lioness that does the primary income-producing activity. If you follow this interesting parallel, your march may come in like a lion, yet with the right attitude, discipline, and action, it can go out like a lioness. Enjoy.